entertainment, inspiration, and building community. This is the soundtrack of Savannah. This is your Savannah Philharmonic. Welcome to the soundtrack of Savannah, brought to you by the Savannah Philharmonic. I'm Dee Daniels, and I'm so excited to be joined once again by Sharon Mays, the artistic manager at the Savannah Philharmonic. Sharon, welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
This is a fun time of year for the Philharmonic. It's one of those times where I think, you know, spring is springing.
Yes.
Things are happening.
Exactly.
And folks are really excited because you don't really slow down at the Philharmonic. We've got so many things all year long, a little something for everyone, and we're getting ready to kick off Fill the Neighborhoods. And this is the second year for that. This is going to be a great weekend.
I'm really excited. You know, at the end of the month, we're visiting three neighborhoods, and I'm excited to present our Savannah Philharmonic musicians and to get to connect with our community a little closer on their turf.
Oh, no doubt. And we want to tell everybody how they can get to each concert. But before we do that, and we're going to give you the dates and all the stuff, and you make sure you look at the show notes because you'll be able to see all the info there too. Talk a little bit about how the Fill the Neighborhoods got started, because I think it's really cool. I mean, it's just one of those, like, let's add this to the calendar, but it was such a deeper meaning to it. It wasn't just like, let's have more concerts. It was really about connecting with specific communities.
Exactly. So as you know, Savannah Philharmonic does the Fill the Park each October in Forsyth Park, and that welcomes close to 20,000 people each year, which is really exciting. And in that concert, we present the full orchestra and we get to connect with Savannah in a really special way. And I think the Fill the Neighborhoods came about because we saw that event as something that very much suited the city. Getting to be outside with your neighbors, you know, put down a blanket, bring a meal, have a nice evening, enjoying some great music. And I think we wanted to find ways to do that more often and maybe just in smaller settings. And so we started talking with different people around town about who might be interested in having a smaller concert, maybe on their front porch overlooking their big front lawn or something, or in their community park, or even at sort of a community center place like the Tanger Outlets. And so from that, we've sort of brought in this Fill the Neighborhood series. This is our second year presenting it. And so we visit different areas of town and present ensembles that maybe are not a full orchestra, but they present different sections of the orchestra. So this time we're presenting a brass quintet, as well as they're gonna have a drum set with them. And they're presenting a program called Swing into Spring. And it's gonna have a collection of fun tunes that get us sort of excited for the springtime and getting us nice and relaxed for the summer. The program is the same for all three concerts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we take the same sort of show on the road for the weekend.
Oh, I love it. Touring the entire weekend.
Yeah.
that's pretty amazing. That's really special too, because then I think, you know, if you had something different for every, you know, each one, it would sort of be like, well, maybe that one was better in that neighborhood. Should I have gone to that one? But now, you know, boom, you're going to get the whole thing. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
I love that. So, it's all in one weekend. And this is happening Friday, April 26th, Saturday, April 27th, and Sunday, April 28th. On Friday, you guys are going to be at Tanger Outlets.
Yes.
That's pretty cool, right? I mean, you know, first of all, get your shop on afterwards, beforehand, either way you go, because this starts at 7, so everybody's got plenty of time to get there after work and all the things.
Exactly, yeah. I think we want to connect, as you know, with the larger Savannah community, and Tanger Outlets are a great place in Pooler where we can sort of meet people where they are on a Friday evening and add some music to their weekend.
No doubt. And then super cool on Saturday, April the 27th, also at 7 p.m., is going to be in your backyard.
Exactly. We're going to be coming to my neighborhood, which is Victory Heights over on the east side. And we're excited to be in the park there and to present this great concert for my neighborhood.
I mean, Victory Heights is a cool spot, and people talk about it all the time, and and it really is. It's a cool area, and I feel like just like every other area around here, it's booming in its own way.
Exactly.
And you know, how exciting. I think a lot of folks who might not have necessarily been to something in a particular neighborhood, this is a great chance for you to go and like explore the neighborhood.
Exactly. And I think even just to kind of showcase what kind of neighborhood Victory Heights is, they heard we were talking with them about bringing one of these concerts there. And the neighborhood president decided to, they've been wanting to have a neighborhood meeting recently. And so they're actually going to have the meeting right beforehand, yes, about an hour beforehand, and then everyone can stay for the concert.
That's perfect.
So I think people are excited to have, we had a live musical concert there a couple of years ago, and that was really well received, just kind of off to the side, nothing to do with the Philharmonic, but I think people are excited to have something musical in the park again and to have a reason to come hang out with their neighbors.
Absolutely. It really is a fun thing to do. And I want to mention the third one before I share one of my favorite stories. Sunday, April 28th is at 3 p.m. So you get your church in or whatever in the morning, and boom, plenty of time after lunch to come and check this out at Chippewa Square. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
What a beautiful square for you guys to be in.
It's a great location. You know, it's nice and shady, so you don't have to worry about too much sun in the afternoon. And yep, it's just a great place to see the whole downtown life because you've got residents out and about. You've got all the tourists who are in and enjoying the beauty. You know, the trolleys keep driving around the square. So you really get sort of that full, I don't know, kind of like storybook picture of being in downtown Savannah.
Definitely, definitely. That's, I cannot think of a square that it wouldn't be perfect in, but that is definitely a good spot. I hear so many people that were introduced to the Philharmonic for the first time at last year's Fill the Neighborhoods. I mean, you know, you did this in the spring and in the fall. And I was actually at a couple in the fall, and the one on Burnside Island was just unbelievable. And it was like, it was amazing because I'm sure you guys are seeing the same thing. There's a handful of people at every one of these Fill the Neighborhoods that are like, I've never seen the Philharmonic in person.
Absolutely. I think that's also one of our goals through the series is to connect with more of Savannians who maybe haven't been to the Lucas yet to see a full orchestra, but who, you know, love live music and love being with their friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really is a fun way to get an introduction if you've never done it. So yeah, make sure you check out the episode notes. And then of course, SavannahPhilharmonic.org. You can see all of it there too. Fill the Neighborhoods will go on this year in the fall as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Do we even have a look into the future to know at all which neighborhoods, or is that still up for
debate? We're still settling on the details. If people are interested in us coming to their neighborhoods, they are able to put in a request on our website. So if you want to have us in your neighborhood next, please feel free to ask. But yeah, we're talking with certain neighborhoods around the town right now. And once we've got everything settled, it'll be available on our website.
Yeah. I mean, I'm listening to you, but I'm also writing my note. I live on Wiley Island.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Just going to put in my request. No, that's really cool, though, that people can request that. That's very special because I feel like there are so many tiny communities.
Exactly.
And they're all so, they all have their own identity.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
and very vibrant.
It's like when you go to something in Isle of Hope, or when you go to something on Wilmington, or when you go to, you know, anywhere that's, it's got its own little community. They have their own things. And so I think you guys could probably fill up a few years.
Yeah. I know. I feel bad. There's some neighborhoods who are saying, can you come back already? It's like, well, we've got to make our way around.
Yeah, you do. You have to spread it out. But it's super special, I think, for folks to be able to request that. And, you know, talking about Fill the Park, and that's such a huge event. And folks are all year excited for that.
Right.
And I know this year is going to be even bigger and better. So
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I can't wait to see, honestly.
I know. It's a huge deal. So I think it's all going to be really fun. I know you guys have been super busy. You've had some great auditions recently. Mm-hmm. I'd love to chat a little bit about that.
Yeah.
That's, again, what a great opportunity. You've got some really cool new folks.
Exactly.
That are coming into town.
Yeah. So we had some openings in our orchestra over the past couple of years. Principal French horn, principal oboe, and also second oboe. And so we sought out to fill these seats through auditions. And so how that works for us is that we advertise nationally and have a first round where a committee listens to people over a pre-recorded audition. And then a certain number are invited for a live audition. And so this week we had the pleasure of holding the live auditions for our French horn and for the oboe. And we got to hear in total 14 really spectacular candidates. And I'm really thankful that we found people to fill the spots. And wow, they're really, really excellent.
How in the world, when you have 14 really great, talented people, do you make that decision? How does that go?
I mean, the audition committee certainly has their work cut out for them. You know, listening to the orchestral excerpts that they play and talking as a group, as a committee, and deciding who do they want to bring in? Who do they think is able to fill the role best within our orchestra and help us continue to grow in our artistic endeavors? And also as a, you know, as an orchestra identity, like who will be able to help bring the orchestra forward in the community as well.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's a big conversation we've been having here on this podcast, is the identity of the Savannah Philharmonic coming together with the identity of the community right now, mm-hmm. you know, in Savannah as a whole, and how does that work together, and how does that relationship grow? I've never seen in any other city a Philharmonic that wants to grow so much with mm-hmm. the city.
Right.
I mean, that's such a big deal to the Savannah Philharmonic.
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely want to be an orchestra that is serving the city's needs and providing something that no one else can, a full symphony orchestra regularly performing the great works of the Western Canon.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of the Lucas Theater, we will be able to go back to the Lucas Theater very soon.
Yes.
In May 4th, right? Mm-hmm.
The first Saturday in May, we're going to be performing Verdi's Requiem, the full orchestra. It's going to be a packed stage. We've got an orchestra of about 65 musicians, and then a chorus, our Savannah Philharmonic chorus of 75 singers, will also be on stage with the orchestra.
Wow.
And with also four soloists. They'll be presenting this monster work that is a lot of fun. There's some really great moments that I think people will have heard before and be excited to see in person.
That's fantastic. I'm picturing the stage. And if you haven't been to the Lucas Theater, it is beautiful. It's a really nice, large stage. But the amount of people you're describing to me right now, I mean, are we going to have some of them hanging from the ceiling? I don't know, like, where are you fitting all of these people?
Luckily, we have Sinesha, okay, who's on it with the stage plot.
Oh,
he's,
good.
He's drawn it up already. Everyone can fit, so it's going to be a great time.
Yes, he's a talented guy.
Absolutely.
He can really map some things out, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of you, I see both of you moving chess pieces all the time, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. He's a fun guy. We enjoyed having him on. He is one of our most popular conversations here on the podcast, and by popular demand, I hear we're having him back.
Oh, good.
Soon. Good. So that's,
I recently caught up on my podcast listening, and it's been really fun listening to all these conversations, because there's always something that you end up drawing out of people that maybe I wouldn't hear in my conversation with them.
Right.
So it's really fun.
Right.
Been enjoying them a lot.
One of our best conversations we had recently was with Keitara Harada, and he is a man about the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Constantly going somewhere. And the time we did his last episode, he was not here local. We were on Zoom. So
okay.
I know he was somewhere else. I'm trying to remember where he was. But anyway, what a great conversation we had. Now, he's back in town right now.
Yes, he was here for the first 4 days of the week for all these auditions.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going away to North Carolina to do the opera there, which he has a longstanding relationship with. And he'll be back with us before our Fill the Neighborhood series through the Verdi. So we're excited to have him back with us for a couple weeks.
Yes, if you go to the Fill the Neighborhood series at any of the locations, Tanger Outlets, Victory Heights, or Chippewa Square on the weekend of the 26th, you see Kay,
mm-hmm.
likely he will have his phone in your face.
Yes.
Doing some sort of live broadcast to the world.
You will be famous
so
soon.
So be prepared. But he surprised me with that. We were at Burnside, and all of a sudden I thought we were just saying hello to each other, and he's got his phone in my face, and he's like, "And we're live." Thanks for the warning. Appreciate it.
Yeah. He gets to be so many incredible places, so it's fun to follow him a little bit through those.
I don't know how he keeps up with the schedule. He's everywhere.
He is everywhere.
Yeah, really
where
is.
In the world is Keitara
Harada? Right?
Is the question I'm always asking.
Yes.
Whenever we have meetings with him over Zoom, we'll say, "So where are you today?"
Right. Yeah. Move over Waldo. We've got a whole different deal going on. As far as the season goes for the Savannah Philharmonic, Verdi Requiem, where are we in the season? A lot of people are like, how does that work?
So we're in actually a really fun part of the season, I find. So we have finished most of our season concerts for our 23-24 season. We have Verdi coming up. Our season closer is the Rhapsody in Blue with the Equinox Jazz Band coming up in June. But while we're finishing this season, you know, we had our All-Star a couple weeks ago. We had a local LGPE, Large Performance Group evaluation with Kay and some local bands this week, actually. So we have all these things kind of closing this season, but at the same time, we're also looking very intently at next season. So you got to talk with Kay about the next season coming up. And so my role is to kind of come in and take these concerts and start, you know, getting all the musicians in line so that we've got our Savannah Philharmonic on stage for those, planning with the chorus. We're working towards auditions for next season. So there's a lot of planning in this part of the year that I find really fun because we've got kind of the stuff that we're used to with the concerts, but then we get to look ahead and really ask, you know, what can we improve next year? How can we take what's happened this year and build on it? So it's a very hopeful season in the part of the year.
Yeah, it really is. And speaking of the Savannah Philharmonic chorus, I mean, it's huge, and yet you are growing still. Mm-hmm. And yes. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. So at the beginning of the summer, you guys will also be doing a chorus camp.
Yes. Yeah. So this is a camp that's open to anybody. You don't have to be in the chorus. You don't have to be auditioning for the chorus. It's just anyone in our community who enjoys singing and wants to spend a couple evenings with others who also love singing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be in downtown Savannah, and the structure of the evening is essentially, you know, a big group dinner. It's going to be all catered. And then we've brought in two really excellent vocal coaches. One of them is Rebecca Flaherty, and the other is Bill Lavonis, and they bring with them a wealth of experience and are just incredibly pleasant people. Mm-hmm. And then after some essentially like vocal instruction each evening, we'll work with our chorus master, Paul Thornock, on some fun repertoire. So you'll get to try your hand at something new. And then at the end, we finish off with a little dessert reception. So it's just two nights in June. And anyone's welcome, and we hope that you'll consider joining us and doing some singing.
Yeah, I've already heard, I mean, as soon as everyone started talking about this coming up, I've already heard like a handful of people that I know that are like, I want to do that. And I'm like, great, go do it.
Yeah.
I mean, people are super excited about that. It's kind of your chance to not only get involved in something with such a big group, with talented people, with people that are in this industry, you know, to really show you something different. And if you come to the table and you've been, you know, singing here and there in your life, and you're like, I could do that, or mm-hmm. I want to do that, or I want to experience that.
Right.
What a great chance for you to get involved.
Yeah. I think it should be a really fun evening and just a chance to sort of bask in the joy of singing with other people.
Yeah.
And making music together as a community. Just enjoying that experience, because everyone who's sung in a choir or even just maybe sung in a field full of people, you know how special it is mm-hmm. to sing with a larger group and just kind of be enveloped in that group sound. And so this is an opportunity to experience that and to experience it with your neighbors and with your fellow Savannians.
Yeah. And I will say to anyone that was at the Beatles tribute concert, we were all singing that night.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So if you were there, most of us were in tune. I'm just saying we were mostly, it sounded good.
Nice. So well, it sounds like we've got some good potential.
I think so.
Potential friends for chorus camp.
I think so. So with the chorus, you guys are also taking new members for the chorus as well?
Absolutely. We're auditioning for all voice parts. I know we have a lot of sopranos and altos who've been waiting because we spent some time auditioning only tenors and basses mm-hmm. mid-season. So now's your time, sopranos and altos. And tenors and basses. We always need more of those.
Yeah, so this is the time to shine.
Yeah, so yeah, we've got auditions coming up in May, at the end of May, and then also in mid-June. And we hope to bring in a whole new group of singers to the Philharmonic to help us sing next season and beyond.
Fantastic. I mean, every single time I see the chorus perform, at some point during the concert, I still recognize someone is a friend or an acquaintance. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, is that so-and-so?
Yeah.
every single time you guys perform, I see someone else from the community that I know.
It is a really cool cross-section of our community. all different ages, all different, I mean, anywhere from high school students to retirees. Yeah. I mean, we've got the whole gamut.
Yeah.
And it's really special to have a room full of people who have a common goal and who put in the work each week to really create something that's special and excellent to share with their community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All this stuff that's on the calendar, Sharon, do you have actually any time to sing yourself?
You know, I do actually. Yeah. So I sing at the cathedral as one of their choral scholars, which I really enjoy. It's always excellent music and obviously in an excellent space with excellent colleagues.
Yeah. It is a very cool space to hear any of that. And the last concert that we were there actually was because the concert venue got moved.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we ended up being able to be at the cathedral and whoa, I mean, that was amazing.
I really enjoyed that concert, particularly because oftentimes in that room, if anyone's singing, most of the time it's me. So I don't get to just listen and enjoy the sound and hearing a chorus of that size of, you know, 75 singers in the cathedral. I mean, when they really went at it for the Kyrie in that Lord Nelson Mass, I mean, it was just this wall of sound coming at you through the room. And it was so powerful. And the beautiful Jessica French pieces were really well suited to that space.
So good.
Like Awake This Dawn or Awake the Sun. I can't remember the title. But anyways, her music, you could tell, really suited that space so well. And the chorus did a great job of bringing those moments together.
Yeah. If you didn't hear Jessica French's story, we actually had her here on the podcast and just a few episodes ago. And her story is really cool. Her talent and hearing her talk about the gift that she has is just unbelievable. And it's sort of, I feel like it, you can almost visualize it while she's talking about it. Mm-hmm. So I hope that folks will go and listen to that because that's a really good, really good episode. You guys have all the time opportunities to really highlight composers and folks that are young, old, living, not living, local, not local. I mean, it's pretty amazing to watch you guys put that in the calendar of the season. And that's a real focus, I feel like.
Yeah, I think definitely the sense of variety throughout the season, kind of in every category. You know, how can we find different sort of ends of the spectrum on each thing and just kind of learn about each other and learn about humanity as a whole through music?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, besides Fill the Neighborhoods, what are you looking forward to most this year?
This season or next season?
Well, I guess I'll take a two-part answer.
This year, I'm very excited to hear, to be at chorus camp and really to hear the chorus perform the Verdi and then to see the chorus auditions. You know, whenever the chorus performs, since I'm with them every week at rehearsal, I see all the hard work that goes into that performance. Like I see every minute of it. And whenever they go on stage, it's really such a pleasure to see that come together and come to fruition for everyone to enjoy. So I think just the whole process of the chorus performing and then sort of the afterwards celebration of that achievement and then how that energy really kind of transmits into the community. And, you know, people see that joy on stage and then they're like, maybe I want to be a part of that. And so that goes into chorus camp. It goes into the auditions. And, you know, it's the same thing happens in the orchestra through things like auditions like we had this week.
Right.
You know, seeing things grow and seeing the opportunity and potential continue to sort of find its way and show us where we need to go is just always very exciting.
Yeah. So that was this year.
That was this year. Like I said, sort of next year too, but yeah, next year, I mean, in terms of concerts, there's just so many good ones. I think, yeah, there's a lot of really creative things on the schedule that I've never been to something like before. Like the concert we have in January with Benedetto Guitars. You know, the repertoire list for that is really cool.
Yes.
You know, from like acoustic sort of Spanish-influenced orchestral music all the way to the blues and everything that comes with that. I think that's going to be a really fun concert to see that progression. In February, we're bringing in Jason Max Ferdinand to work with the chorus and present with our orchestra. And I think the repertoire for that is going to be really fun because it's something that the chorus hasn't done recently, at least to my knowledge.
Right.
So I'm excited for them to work with someone who's really at the top of that field. There's a lot of great things coming up. It's so hard to choose. Really.
I know. And you guys are always like shooting for new stuff too. I mean, it's like, you know, let's turn the page and spice it up and learn mm-hmm. something new and experience new heights. It's never like staying on the same playing field. It's always like, let's see how it's kind of like go big or go home all the time. I feel yeah. like.
I think also, you know, all of us love to learn and love to continue to grow as people and musically. And you can see that, I think, in the programming that, you know, we want the chorus to get to try new things. Like they have an all Sibelius program next year that obviously it's with the orchestra, but they're going to be learning how to sing in Finnish.
Right.
Which is exciting.
That's crazy.
Also, if you're a Finnish scholar and know how to speak in Finnish, please let us know.
I think I've had a Finnish drink one time and that's about as far yeah. as I've made that. So, but that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool.
There's just a lot of great music coming up and, you know, that's kind of, it's why we're here. So it's cool to see the variety and to look forward to that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm going to look for you, especially in Victory Heights.
Oh, yeah, please do.
When we do Fill the Neighborhoods. But
it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so much fun. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Of course, Friday's at Tanger Outlet, Saturday, Victory Heights, and Sunday at Chippewa Square. But we'll have all the details for Fill the Neighborhoods. And those, by the way, are absolutely free concerts.
Yes. And one really cool thing about them that I haven't mentioned yet is that the Fill the Neighborhoods concerts, you know, people reach out and they ask us to come perform, but essentially the whole thing is really organized by the neighborhood.
Right.
It's a party put on by the neighborhood and we come in and provide the music. So like the Victory Heights neighborhood is bringing in some food trucks. Like I mentioned, they're having their neighborhood meeting. But it's really kind of the community putting on something. And then we just come in to kind of add a little sparkle,
a little pizzazz, no doubt. And that makes it even sweeter. It really does. SavannahPhilharmonic.org for all of the concerts that are coming up. Make sure you check those out. Sharon, it's always fun to have you on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll see you at Fill the Neighborhoods.
See you there.
Welcome to your open invitation to enjoy music with your friends and neighbors. This is the Soundtrack of Savannah. You can also show support by sponsoring a season concert or our Fill the Neighborhood series or annual Fill the Park event in Forsyth Park. You can even sponsor one of our talented musicians or host them in your home during the season. Planned giving from individual community partners to corporate sponsorships creates opportunities for the Savannah Philharmonic to grow and also allows you to leave a legacy, ensuring the organization continues to entertain, inspire, and build community for generations to come. For more information on sponsorship levels and a full list of concerts and community events, please visit us at SavannahPhilharmonic.org. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and be sure to subscribe to the Sav Phil podcast you're listening to right now so you can be in the know, behind the scenes, and center stage at your Savannah Philharmonic.